For anyone who is undertaking the daily publication challenge, I have an assignment for you. It does not matter if you're paying to be part of this program or not. If you are undertaking this challenge, this is an assignment that I want you to do. It's incredibly simple, and you may feel silly or dumb doing it. I want you to do it anyway. I think it will have real value. The assignment is this. I want you to do what I think we can call a fear inventory. I want you to imagine that it is, you know, that you're publishing daily to an email list, and that list is, the size doesn't really matter, but on that list are people who know you and currently respect you. And what I want you to do is imagine that you are, you know, sitting down every day or 5 days a week to write and publish something to that list. And I want you to then notice every fear that comes up for you. And I'm going to give you a few examples of actual real fears that I have had. Notice what fears come up when you imagine doing this and write them down. It does not matter how you record them. There's no structure that you need to use. It really doesn't matter. Just use what works for you. I will never ask you to show this to me. You will never be asked to show this to another human being. You can be completely honest as you do this because, again, you're the only person that's ever going to see this. I think you can sort of guess where I'm headed with this, which is I believe that by anticipating some of the fears that you will experience as you, you know, dive into this challenge of publishing daily, you will be more prepared when they surface, and you will be less inclined to think that they are your mind surfacing some fact you had not thought of before. And I think you'll be more inclined to see them for what they are, which are fears about being seen, fears about being seen as an imposter, fears about being seen at all, fears about being wrong in public. There's a sort of group of fears that tend to travel together when you're doing something like this. And, we can sort of simplify them down to, fears of losing status, or, fear, some kind of fear of loss, you know, loss of status or loss of someone's respect, or alternately being seen when we would prefer to not be seen. The theory is very simple. Most of these fears are pretty predictable. So I just want you to predict them for yourself in your own way, in your own language, using the, way of describing them that seems best to you. Write them down, and that is going to give you power over these fears, to have anticipated them, to have expected them, to have known that they were coming, puts you in a position of power with respect to these fears. That's what the fear inventory is. Again, I'll never ask you to show this to me. I mean, you could if you wanted to, but I'll never ask for you to do that. I want you to feel completely unhindered and free in expressing every single fear. I would encourage you to be granular. So instead of saying, well, I fear being embarrassed, say something that is more specific, because I think that will make this more effective, to be more, highly specific as you can, about what exactly is it that causes fear, or what exact form does the fear take for you. So you might just have, 3, 5, 10 bullets. You might have 50. I don't know. Don't feel like having a short list is an accomplishment. Don't feel like having a long list is an accomplishment. Don't assign any value to the size of this list. If anything, the value comes from the specificity of it, and later, over time, the accuracy of it in predicting things that are somewhat predictable. If I was to do this right now, let me tell you some of the fears that would be on my list. There's this guy, David Baker. I really admire his work and what he's done in his career. He is on my email list. And regularly, this causes me mental and emotional struggle to know that he is, and he's told me, by the way, that he reads my emails. The emails that are my best effort at leaning out over my skis and expanding my own expertise, he reads those. What does he think? I don't know. He rarely replies to them. So it would be very easy for my mind to make up a story that the reason he doesn't reply is because they are deficient in his view. They are inadequate. I know this is just a story my mind is making up because it wants a story and it's trying to protect me from harm. And so it's assuming a worst case scenario. There, you know, I send out poop jokes sometimes to my email list, and he's going to see those too. He's going to see the full spectrum. So that is a specific fear. If I was writing this down for a fear inventory, I would write down something like, I'm afraid David Baker is going to see my emails and dismiss me as someone he would ever refer clients to, or as not very smart, or not a serious business person, or you know, you see all the variations here. What I'm going for is I want to be specific. Another thing I would have on my fear inventory, my dad and mom both are on my email list. I could take them off my email list. I mean, after all, it's my email list, but they're there. And we don't have I love them, but we don't have the closest relationship. And I'm sort of a different person now that I'm 44 years old than I was when I was living under their roof. And so they're going to see things on my email list that I've never actually told them. They're going to read stories about my life there that I've never shared with them. It's odd, I suppose, that I'm more open with an email list, you know, most of which are people who are strangers to me, than I am with my own parents, but there we are. So that would go in my fear inventory. I'm afraid my parents are going to find out something about me that they just can't live with or can't tolerate, and it's going to create some kind of problem. I don't want this to be a super long update, so I'm going to stop there. You get the idea. I just felt like I need to go first here. Again, it's like the 10th time I've said it. I'm never going to ask you to show your fear inventory to me. But I think it would be a really great use of, I don't know, maybe just 30 minutes or an hour of your time to kind of get into a fairly relaxed state. Imagine this challenge that you are embracing and catalog all the fears that come up for you related to doing this challenge. It'll take the teeth out of them, I'm almost 100% sure. And I could say this in an ominous voice, you need all the help you can get. I don't mean it in an ominous way, but, you know, let's seek every advantage we can to make this challenge be a productive and successful one for you. I think this will help.